Hey, this is Lisa. You found me on Empower Radio, and I thank you so much for choosing to be positive now. We're going to talk about something today that is very, very near and dear to my heart, and it's organ donation. I don't think I've shared this with you yet, but I am a 2-time kidney transplant recipient. And so obviously organ donation is really important to me because my first transplant was from a cadaver donated kidney, which means when someone died, they had it on the back of their license and they discussed their issues. And that's how I got that organ. And my second one was from my identical twin sister. So organ donation, really important to me. And on the phone, we have Jennifer Tislerix, Special Events and Partnership Coordinator out of the Corporate Communications Department for Gift of Life Michigan. How'd I do, Jennifer?
That was great. How are you doing, Lisa?
You have a very long title.
I do. We have a lot to do, so it all gets thrown into the title.
Absolutely. And so tell me a little bit about Gift of Life Michigan.
Sure. Gift of Life has been around for, more than 38 years. I think we're almost 40 years now. We are a nonprofit organization that works completely in the state of Michigan, coordinating the organ and tissue donations from deceased donors. Living organ donation, like your sister gave the kidney to you, is coordinated directly through a transplant hospital, mm-hmm. a transplant center at a hospital. So we deal strictly with the deceased donation. We work with the families at the hospitals who are facing these decisions. We work with the medical staff at the hospital to help make this miracle happen. We have our own laboratory to do the testing and make sure the donors are healthy and are matching the recipients. And we work with the recipients' hospitals, those transplant hospitals, to make sure we can help save those lives.
So you directly talk to family members who are facing the death of someone, and, I mean, are you responsible for coming up to them and suggesting organ donation?
Luckily not me, because that is an incredibly hard job. I so admire my coworkers who have that position. Every hospital in the nation actually calls an organization like us at Gift of Life every time a patient dies, and we will send somebody out if there is potential for organ donation and look at the medical chart and talk to the doctors and the nurses. And after the family has been notified that the patient has passed away, we will approach that family and talk to them about organ donation. So either the family has to make that decision themselves, and hopefully they've had that conversation and they've had that discussion a long, long time ago, mm-hmm. but what often works out even better is if the person themselves, that potential donor, had designated their wish to be a donor. In Michigan here, that means that you have signed up on the donor registry and you have a little red heart sticker on the front of your license or ID card, which means you're in the computer system. In other states, it's a different symbol or a different way of doing it, but it's usually tied in with a driver's license one way or another.
Okay, and so what's the first thing I do if I want to become an organ donor? How do I get some more information?
I would recommend going to the website www.donatelife.net. That is the website for Donate Life America. And on their website, you can select your state from either a drop-down menu or a map, and it will tell you exactly how to sign up as a donor in your state and give you a website link to an organization like Gift of Life who can help answer questions that you might have about donation.
And what kind of organs do they take?
You can donate your heart, both lungs, your liver, your kidneys, pancreas, and sometimes we can actually transplant intestines. So those are the organs that can be donated. You can also donate tissues such as your cornea, veins, bones, skin, tendons, nerves. It's an amazing number of things that you can do to help improve the lives of other people.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to make that perfectly clear. Obviously, I cannot donate kidneys. I got that. But there are several
actually. You might be able to, believe it or not.
Are you? Well, If I did pass away and the good kidney that I have, yes, you are correct. In that instance, I could. But I don't want someone to think that just because they've got, you know, whatever, a bad heart, that there's nothing else that they can donate. You are just a wealth of information and life-saving within your own body. So, I mean, on mine, I donate everything. Take it all. And is there anything, I want to talk a little bit about, because this can be a touchy subject when you're talking about organ donation, what exactly happens to the body? Because some people think that it's mutilated and I won't be able to have a funeral if you take the organs out of my loved one.
That is a question we hear pretty often. People want to make sure that their bodies are treated respectfully, and we do. The donation surgery happens in an operating room. It happens much like any other surgery would while you're alive. You could even have an open casket funeral afterward, and nobody would know that you're a donor because the organs and things that we're taking are all on the inside. And if we're, for example, removing bone for donation, we will put in a prosthetic piece to take that place so that the body keeps its normal shape. For everything that we remove, there's a prosthetic that we're able to use. So we treat the donors with the utmost respect. We have people with them all the time through the surgery. I've had coworkers who have just been there holding the donor on behalf of the family, if that was what the family requested, just to make sure that that body was never left alone. Mm-hmm. So we work very respectfully with whatever the family's wishes are.
And how does all of this sort of make peace with religious beliefs?
Every major religion in the United States either supports donation or supports the right of the individual to make their own decision about it. There's no religion that opposes it that's common within the United States. Gypsies in Europe tend to not be as in favor of it, and one particular sect of Shinto within the Japanese community, but that's pretty rare. So there are some religions that might have a little bit more struggle with the concept of brain death, but we'll work with the families then and make sure that we can abide by their comfort that way. But in most states now, if the donor themselves has designated they would like to be a donor, that's what happens. We have what's called first-person consent. It works a lot like your will does, that your family can't necessarily override that after you've passed.
Okay. And is this something that, let's face it, talking about death is not an easy thing. I prefer to think of it when you are talking about organ donation that you're actually talking about life. And this is a conversation that you can have. You're not going to jinx yourself that you're suddenly going to go die just because you decide that you're going to talk about organ donation. How does somebody start a conversation like this? Let's say, you know, you're a teen and you really want to do this. How do you approach your parents or, you know, what do you say?
I would start off first with, you know, I heard some really interesting stories today. I heard this lady named Lisa who received a kidney transplant twice and it saved her life, and start talking about the recipients and the good that it can do for those people who are here who benefit from those gifts, and how you would like to leave a legacy someday and what an incredible legacy this is to help other people live an incredible life like you have. If you're enjoying life, then you want other people to enjoy life, and it's just a great gift. And I also would focus on that life-saving aspect of it. Mm-hmm. Eventually, all of us are going to pass, and we hope that this doesn't come to play for many, many years. When you sign up on the donor registry, we're looking decades in the future, and that's when you might potentially become a donor, we're hoping, not now. Mm-hmm. So definitely focus on this is going to happen a long time from now, but you want your family to know what your wishes are so that they have an easier time accepting that when the time comes.
Yeah. Now, when we sign this that goes on the back of our license, is this a legally binding contract? Do our loved ones have to do this?
In Michigan, it is the law. If you've signed up as a donor, then that's your wish, and that is the law, and your family needs to abide by it. The hospital needs to abide by it. We at Gift of Life have to abide by it. And in many states, that is the case. Most states where that's not the case yet are moving in that direction. Mm-hmm. In those few cases where they don't have this as first-person consent, they will use that indication of your wish to show your family what you wanted to do. And it's very, very rare for a family to oppose that because mm-hmm. at that time, your family wants to help you fulfill your final wishes, and this is one of your final wishes.
So even if someone is a minor and they have signed and they want to donate, you know, family members can't override that saying they're the minor and I'm not going to donate the organs?
That's an excellent question. And the one exception to the rule, while you are under 18, your family can override that. Ultimately, while you're under 18, the decision is theirs. But again, very few people want to go against your wishes in this regard. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you turn 18, it is your wish and legally they can't override it.
And, you know, Jennifer, I mean, I have just a plethora of stories about how this has helped. My first transplant allowed me to get through high school and graduate with honors, to get through college and graduate with honors. I was able to travel to Europe with a performing troupe, and I still actually have that first kidney in me. It was from a 25-year-old young man who died in a car crash, and that's all I ever knew about him. But what he did for me is just, it doesn't even, I can't even express the words of how much that means to me. And how come, I mean, I always wanted to talk to the family. I always wanted to connect with them. Can you have that right to connect with whomever your loved one's organ goes to?
Both the donor family and the recipients can write to each other anonymously through a group like Gift of Life. We can coordinate that communication. We're the only ones who know who which donor family matches which transplant recipients. And you can always write anonymously and encourage them to write back. In fact, we do. We have both donor families and recipients who will write to each other sometimes within days of the donation. And sometimes it takes a couple years before people are comfortable with that communication. If the families both want to meet each other in person, they can often do that. It requires both of them wanting to do so and expressing that and signing release forms that it's okay to share their personal information with the other. Mm-hmm. It does happen more and more now that families of the donors and the recipients want to meet and to thank them, and it's a beautiful thing. I've been honored to be there a couple times when that has happened. Wow. But most frequently, it's just people writing anonymously to each other.
And is there anything, if someone's not quite comfortable enough yet with donation, is there anything else that they can do right now to help out?
Certainly. Volunteering is a great thing. If you have an interest in anything from stuffing envelopes to going and talking to kids, trying to educate the community about the facts about donation, we have a program additionally that works on trying to help people live healthier lifestyles so there is less need for transplants, to decrease diabetes and hypertension and all sorts of other health issues that tend to lead to organ failure. So you can encourage the people around you to be healthier so there's not as much need for these organs to be transplanted. There are different kinds of fundraisers and walkathons all across the country that you can participate in. There's lots of great ways to get involved. A lot of it's just spreading the word and letting people know how to sign up so that the people around you who do wish to be donors know the facts about how to do so.
And you can go to donatelife.net for more information. Or can anyone just walk into a Secretary of State's office and pick something up and sign it and slap it on the back of their license?
Absolutely. In Michigan, there's several ways you can sign up. You can go to any Secretary of State office and just tell them you want your heart sticker for the front. Actually, signing the back of your license is not the way to do it in Michigan anymore.
Okay.
The back of the license is still there, and we're waiting eagerly for that to go away so people start learning more about the heart sticker on the front. But you go in, you tell them you want your heart sticker, you want to be an organ donor, they will hand you your sticker. You can go online to our website, which is giftoflifemichigan.org. It takes about 1 minute to sign up online, just have your license or ID card in front of you. Even if you're not a resident of the state of Michigan, if you are living here temporarily, you can still sign up on the donor registry through our website at giftoflifemichigan.org. Or you can call us at 800-482-4881, and we can sign you up over the phone. You can also go to, when you go to our website, there's a new thing we're doing this year with a little computer widget. It's a little window that you can grab and put a copy of it on your own website or your own blog or your own Facebook page. And through that, you can sign up on the donor registry as well. And other people who visit your Facebook page can sign up on the donor registry through this widget on your page.
That's great. I mean, God bless all these things like Facebook and Twitter and all of those, because they really do help out. I know they drive some people crazy, but I absolutely love it that you can reach that many more people about this.
This is amazing me how many people are finding us on Facebook. Right now, the Gift of Life Michigan page on Facebook has almost 5,000 fans just in the last couple of years. And we've had donor families who, days after the donation, have come onto Facebook and found us and posted their stories. And it's a fantastic community to go out there and find ways to connect and support each other. It's really a beautiful thing.
So this is your chance. If you thought there's no way that I could ever be courageous enough to save somebody, the answer to that is yes, you can. It's very simple. By signing up on the donor registry, I am living proof that this works. This changes lives. I wouldn't be talking to you right now if someone hadn't thought enough to sign up on that donor registry. And that is a powerful thought. You have the ability to save someone's life. That is amazing. And not only just one life, you could affect several lives, and not just the recipients, but their family members, and so on and so on and so on. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for being here with us. And I thank everybody. If you reach out today and you talk to your family members or you sign up on the donor registry, and one more time, Jennifer, where do they go to sign up for that?
In Michigan, they can go to giftoflifemichigan.org, and in other states, they can go to donatelife.net.
Oh, great. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for being here.
It's been my pleasure, Lisa. Thanks so much.
And thanks, everybody, for choosing to be positive now.